Port Miami had a record-breaking year. For the 12-month period ending on September 30th of 2019, Miami reported 6.8 million passengers passing through the port. Numbers were boosted by the arrival of Royal Caribbean's Symphony of the Seas, Norwegian Cruise Line's Norwegian Bliss, and Carnival Cruise Line's Carnival Horizon, as well as Viking Ocean Cruises bringing both Viking Star and Viking Sun to the port. And some sad news, Paul Browitt of Australia became the 20th person to die from last month's White Island volcano eruption in New Zealand. He and his daughters had been on a shore excursion at the time of the disaster. One daughter perished on the island while the other still remains hospitalized. The wife and mother, Maria Browitt, had opted to remain on the ship while her family went on the ill-fated excursion. Over 20 other victims remain hospitalized in either New Zealand or Australia. And finally, a look at cruise line stocks for Thursday morning. Norwegian Holdings at 57.54, Carnival Corporation at 50.44, and Royal Caribbean at 132.62. You can find more stories in this week's episode of Cruise Radio, a review of Sky Princess, at cruiseradio.net. In Los Angeles, Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.